Flyboy.
This is a rebellion, isn't it?
I call it aggressive negotiations.
The garbage will do!
Hi, and welcome to this week's Trash Compactor podcast, Star Wars from a Certain Point of View. I'm MC.
I'm Sarah.
So, we decided we've done a lot of episodes of analysis on the movies, on the books, on different characters. We needed to change things up a little bit because Star Wars is vast. So, there is something super huge in the Star Wars fandom, and that is Star Wars collecting.
All the things.
Collecting all of the things, because there is all of the things for Star Wars. Actually, when we decided to do this podcast, one of the first things I did was contact my brother, Robert, who has been on this podcast before. I wanted to ask him, is there anything that you would like me specifically to talk about? And he said, I want you to talk about all of the weird shit that Star Wars merchandises. And he told me that he had gone to the grocery store that day, and there were Star Wars bananas.
Wait, seriously?
Yes.
I want some.
I know, right? But that was basically my reaction. I was like, wait, bananas? Like, really, bananas? And he's like, oh yeah, Ziplocs too. And I was like, well, I knew about the Ziplocs.
I have Ziplocs.
So do I. They actually gave them out as samples at Star Wars Celebration.
Yep, and I still use them for random things.
Yeah. Though, as I have said on Twitter before, for anybody who uses the Star Wars Ziplocs, like, to store actual food, look very carefully at your food when you're going through your fridge, because you might accidentally think something has gone moldy when it hasn't, because, like, the picture will show through. And it'll be like, what's that bit of brown on my food? It's like, oh, that's Kylo Ren.
And I use mine to store, like, pinbacks and things, so I don't have to worry about
which
that.
Which is a good thing to store in them, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, Star Wars is probably the most merchandised thing ever.
It's certainly the most I can think of.
Yeah. And it was kind of the first thing that really kicked off, like, these merchandising juggernauts. I actually, to get prepared for this podcast, I watched two documentaries on Star Wars, specifically the toys. But it's Plastic Galaxy and the Toys That Made Us episode about Star Wars. Toys That Made Us is a TV show on Netflix, and each episode focuses on a different toy line. And the first one they did was Star Wars. Both documentaries are totally worth watching because they kind of cover different perspectives on things. Plastic Galaxy, I believe, was made by fans. So there's very much a focus on fan collections, while The Toys That Made Us focuses more on the Kenner side of things.
Okay,
like, cool. How they actually did it. The Toys That Made Us is also a little more up-to-date. Like, it covers up to The Last Jedi, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
But they're both really cool, and Toys That Made Us is on Netflix. And Plastic Galaxy, I know you can get it on Apple through iTunes, but I don't know where else you can get it. So,
and I have not had a chance to watch either of these, although both of them sound super cool. So I'm going to be talking more from the personal perspective on collecting.
And I mean, we both have, I would say, sizable collections for, well, I don't know.
That's hard to say because it depends what you're comparing it to.
Yeah, I mean, there are some people with massive collections and people that even I know personally that have very large collections, but we do collect.
We both have a lot of stuff.
Yes. When you were a kid, did you get the Star Wars action figures?
You know, I really want to say yes, but I have no idea. Honestly, I had Star Trek action figures. I don't clearly remember Star Wars ones. I know I had X-Wings.
Surprise, surprise.
Nothing has ever changed in my entire life. No, I know I had X-Wings. I don't know what happened to them. And then when I got back into Star Wars, that was the first thing I wanted to try to recreate, was that little fleet of X-Wings that suddenly became an X-Wing an X-Wing pilot army that's living on half my desk.
Your X-Wing collection is phenomenal. And actually, please send me a picture of it, and I'll use it for the title card for this episode.
Okay. It does not include the 3-foot plastic X-Wing I got for $8 at Toys R Us once, though.
I have 2 of those in my basement right now.
I haven't figured out how to hang it. It's under my desk. I can actually reach down and touch it right now.
The ones in my basement do not belong to me. They belong to my brother. He said I could have one of them, but that might have changed now that he has a kid, so.
That's fair.
I should probably just take it and see if he notices, because it's all living in my basement. That's my rent.
Mm-hmm. Ownership.
Yes. When I was a kid, we did have lots of Star Wars figures, because there was me and my 2 brothers. And I think, if I recall correctly, my mom said she was able to pick up the Star Wars figures very cheap. Like, they were at the dollar store type of thing. Because this was the late 80s. Or not late 80s, but like mid 80s, when the Kenner line was starting to be, like, not be as popular, because there were no more movies. So she was able to pick them up very cheap. And that's why we have, like, a couple of Empire figures, but, like, all of our stuff is basically from Return of the Jedi.
Nice.
Yeah. But we had, like, the Ewok Village. We still have the Ewok Village.
Oh, that's so cool.
We have a Rancor. That's, its arms have come off. Because the Rancor had these very articulate arms. And it's because there's, like, a rubber band holding them together. And ours has snapped from being 36 years old. And I need to, like, I'm pretty sure if I go online, I can probably find a way to fix it. But right now, he's just missing arms, which I think is very appropriate for a Star Wars figure.
You said that, and my mind immediately went to the Wampa in Lego Star Wars. Where it's not quite dead, but its arms fall off. So, it seems appropriate that it's missing arms, yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, we had them when we were kids, but, like, the toys were never, I'd say, seriously what I collected, because they just weren't around. Though, I know, like, my brother and I flushed Yoda down the toilet.
Oh, why are you drowning Yoda?
It was weird because we flushed Yoda and Miss Piggy down at the same time. And so my mother, to her dying day, did not understand what our problem with Frank Oz was.
Oh, gosh. Nice. Very nice.
But when it comes to Star Wars collecting, I think the biggest things that I do is I collect the Funkos.
I collect the Funkos, too. Yeah. Although, all right, so here's a question. Where do you draw the line between collecting and just getting what you like, and there happens to be a lot of it?
That's still collecting.
Okay, yeah, because if you asked anyone who saw my wall, I collect the Funkos.
Yeah.
But I don't want all of them. Yeah. I don't need all of them. I like a lot of them, and they're the ones I get.
Yeah.
The X-Wings, I collect.
Okay.
I want every X-Wing I can get my hands on, whether I like it or not.
I think rather than, it's the difference between being a collector and being a completionist.
Okay, fair.
I think the only thing I'm an actual completionist with is the Pez dispensers.
Okay, and I've got one, maybe? One that I know of.
I do not have the complete collection yet, but I would like it. I collect Pez dispensers that are not Star Wars as well. But Star Wars is the one that I kind of focus on. That is the one that I want to get them all with. And I kind of made the conscious decision that I would try to get them all, because there's not that many.
Like, that makes sense.
In terms of all of the Star Wars stuff that is out there, like the Funkos, there's hundreds of them. With the action figures, there's hundreds of them. But with the Pez dispensers, there's maybe 2 or 3 dozen. And it's like, that's completely manageable for me to do. And you can also tend to pick them up fairly cheap. Like, I got 5 of them for $4 at a Star Wars collector's show.
Yeah, I guess as long as you don't want them or need them in original packaging.
I don't collect anything in the original packaging.
Yeah, me neither.
I've never been a fan of the original packaging thing, because for a lot of things, you can't really enjoy the essence of the collector's piece. I think the only thing I would do that with, if I collected it, would be the vintage packed sequel trilogy stuff.
Okay.
But that's because, like, you're buying it for the package, because it's just, like, a modern figure just packaged like the vintage Star Wars stuff.
Right, and I wouldn't bother getting those unless I actually wanted the figure and didn't have it already. And really, I don't get the... Those are the 3 3/4 inch ones, right?
Yeah.
I don't get those as much anymore. A few, but in general, I stick with the 6 inch Black Series ones.
Since we decided to do this episode and I've been thinking about my collection, I have been thinking about, well, what do you want to do with your collection in the future? I have been thinking of going back to collect those 3 3/4 inch figures. But specifically, I think I want to do the, like, loose figures, because we've been to a lot of conventions and they will have tables that are just nothing but boxes, basically, where it's just like, sort through this and see what you can find that's interesting. And that appeals to me, because that's very much like going through comic long boxes. I like searching through things to find stuff.
It's fun. You should come down here for RetroCon at some point.
I really should. I should come down there for basically anything. But
giant nerd flea market.
That sounds like my thing. But yeah, so the Pez dispensers I'm a completionist with. And I was thinking I might become a completionist, and I might subconsciously already be one, with Twi'lek stuff. I know, shocker for...
Yeah, I have no words.
Yeah, I mean, I'm already kind of... I mean, there's only like 3 Twi'leks that they make any merch of. There's Alea Secura, Ula, and Hera. So it's like, it's not that hard.
Yeah, there's not a ton of Twi'lek stuff out there.
Yeah, which is why I think I might...
All right.
If I haven't already started, because I already have most of the Hera stuff.
I wish I'd known that a few weeks ago. I would have kept my eyes open.
Well.
Oh, well.
Well, this was only a decision that I very recently came to. And I doubt it's actually going to happen, because I know there's some very pricey Ula stuff out there.
Doesn't mean you can't keep looking.
Everybody's got to have a goal.
Yeah. Someday you'll stumble on the perfect thing cheap.
Yes, yeah.
Or you'll win the lottery, and it won't matter anymore.
Oh my god, like that. Like,
yeah.
If you won the lottery, what would be the Star Wars thing that you would get?
All right, so you asked me this earlier, and I have now been thinking about it all day. And all I'm coming up with, other than a full-size X-Wing in my backyard.
I knew that was going to be...
So that's what, I mean, that's obvious. Yeah. That's what I want, is an X-Wing.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of something specific, and really all I'm coming up with is there was a Qui-Gon Jinn Funko available at New York Comic Con a few years ago.
Right. I remember that. Yeah.
And it's not that it's super expensive. I think right now they're going for about $400, which, well, it's a lot for a single toy, but it's not absurd.
Yeah.
It's more that I missed out on it.
Yeah.
I was there, and they did not advertise the fact that the booth would be open to the public after the line went through.
Ah.
And so I didn't even bother trying when I didn't get the lottery for it.
Okay.
And one of my friend's friends did, picked up the Funko that that my friend wanted, and didn't get mine.
Oh.
So it's less that I really, really want it, even though I do, is more the missing out.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Although I can see the space on my wall where he would go.
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking about it. I think that if I won the lottery and it's like, what Star Wars thing do you want to start collecting? I'd probably go with the Gentle Giants statues and busts.
Oh, those are so pretty.
They're so pretty. And actually, I did collect... the Gentle Giant mini busts from Harry Potter for a while, because I was able to pick them up very cheaply. And I have a couple of Star Wars bus. Like, I did get the Hera that they had at Star Wars Celebration, because mm-hmm. Hera. And when my mom was sick and I was taking care of her, she got me, as a thank you for being a wonderful child present, the Kylo Ren bust, which made me think that she didn't understand the movie.
Oh.
But yeah, no, it's a beautiful, oh my god, their work is so beautiful, but it's so expensive.
Yeah, it
like
is.
Even like on initial coming out, like they're like $200 pop, and they go up as soon as they sell mm-hmm. out of them. I mean, that's like when I was talking about like wanting to complete my Twilight collection. They do have an Ula bust, but it is, I think, like $500-$600, something like that.
Gee.
But she's gorgeous.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, I basically every convention I go to and I see her like at a table, I'm just like, oh, someday.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that would probably be what I would collect, because I mean, also they're beautiful but also kind of classy.
Mm-hmm.
But still nerdy, so.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. All right, so we both collect Funkos.
Yes.
I collect X-Wings. You don't quite collect Twi'leks, but you will be.
Yeah.
You've got 3¾-inch figures. I've got 6-inch figures.
Yeah. I do have some of the 6-inch figures.
No, but I mean in terms of collections.
Yeah. I actually, this is going to sound really strange, I collect a lot of the really ugly Star Wars dolls.
That's awesome.
Because they do, like, sometimes those, like, 12-inch figures that are mm-hmm. not, like, they're not Barbies, but they'll still be molded plastic. Sometimes they'll have, like, little cloth bits on them. And they often look terrible just because the paint job isn't great. I keep on picking them up at the dollar store for, like, $2 a piece. I got, like, Poe. And I got Jin and Cassian.
Nice.
And I'm planning to repaint them so that they actually look better.
Awesome.
And I do, actually, in terms of being a completionist, I do collect Poe Dameron stuff. Because it's Poe.
Because it's Poe. And I collect Poe Dameron stuff because he's a pilot. Yeah.
Poe is done so dirty with the action figures.
His action figures are pretty terrible.
He's just done so dirty. His action figures are awful.
Yeah, they really, I'm looking at them now. They really kind of are.
They are.
Although, like... I have, what was the Disney game, video game system? Darn it, I can't remember what it's called now. Where you put the figures on a...
Oh, it's not Heroclix. That's something
no,
different.
No, it was Infinity.
Infinity, so... yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah. So that Poe Dameron I actually really like.
I don't have that one yet.
So when Toys R Us was closing, I raided them for everything.
Mm-hmm. I should go to the dollar store to see if they still have him, because I know they have, like, Han Solos and stuff like that.
Okay.
He was there the last time I was there. My dollar store gets, like, a wide variety of very strange stuff.
Nice. All right, so what's the highlight of your collection? What is your favorite piece?
The favorite piece of my collection? Oh, God.
You gave me a hard question, so I'm giving you one.
Yes, but I gave you time to think about it. Like
I know, but I only just thought of it.
Yeah, I gave you...
I don't have an answer either, so...
Oh, jeez. Sorry, I'm just, like, looking around my room right now to see, like... I mean, I'd probably have to say my Hera bust.
Cool.
Because I love Hera. We all know she is my wife. And it was also the experience of getting her, because I got that at Star Wars Celebration, which was such mm-hmm. a magical experience.
Yep.
And you and I, we ran in first thing on, I believe it was Friday morning.
It was Friday morning, because Thursday was the book.
And we waited in line, and it was this huge, long line. And, of course, everybody else was waiting for the Darth Maul statue, which was beautiful, but not my thing. And the guy at the very cutoff of the line for Darth Maul was so happy to find out that I was just getting the Hera bust, because that meant that he would be the last person to get the Darth Maul one.
Yeah, it was the timing was so great.
Yeah. And she's beautiful, and she sits in a very proud place if people tune into my web show, which please tune into my web show. I keep on posting links on our Twitter.
Cross advertisement. Go for it.
Well, I mean, the last two episodes I did were on Kylo freaking Ren. So. Yeah. But yeah, you can see her sitting in a place of honor.
Nice.
So what about you? What X-Wing thing is your prized possession?
I see. Now, my prized possession is kind of torn between two things. Mm-hmm. One of them is my really, really cheap Wedge Antilles figure that I found for under $10 at a convention once.
Is that the really big one?
Yeah, it's like 10 inches, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really pretty. The helmet doesn't stay on, the gun doesn't stay in his hand, but it's Wedge, and therefore I love him.
Yeah, I remember I have that one because I picked it up not knowing if you had it or not, because I think I got it for like $3 or something. And I was like, if Sarah wants it, then she'll be thrilled. If not, then I have a Wedge figure, and he's right. Really nice.
So he's not expensive or anything, but it's because Wedge is my favorite character, and there's not a lot of Wedge stuff out there.
Yeah.
My other favorite thing, though, is my sketchbook.
Oh, please talk about your sketchbook.
So that's a whole other situation. I also collect art. And for a long time, by art, I meant prints. And I've got a lot of prints. Earlier this year, I started a themed sketchbook that is Star Wars characters doing mundane activities.
Such a great idea.
And it is not my idea. It is someone I was talking to at another convention. His husband came up with it.
Ah.
And we just kind of all glomped on and went, that's it. That's the idea.
It's perfect. It's fantastic.
I think there are 6 in it so far. Hang on. That is within hand's reach to grab. It's either 6 or 7. And so far I've got Mace Windu reading a book from By and Level. And Chewie getting a haircut, manicure, and pedicure from Rich Bernatovich. And Yoda sweeping from Art Baldassar. And Salacious B. Crumb opening his mail from Robert Hack. And R2-D2 watering the flowers from Franco. And apparently we've got lots of watering. I forgot that that was back to back. Darth Vader watering his flowers with birds on him from Kit Steele. And the Emperor charging his cell phone from Livio Remondelli.
I don't think I've seen that one.
I posted that one. I'll send you the picture.
Facebook algorithm sucks, so.
I know. And then what would have been my favorite up until like the last 10 seconds of Baltimore Comic Con last week, I have Captain Rex brushing his teeth. From Ted Woods. And that was going to be it. I've been doing this book since August. It is still new, but it's mine. It's special.
You have a knack for doing this stuff, because I know that you've done similar collections for comics and for Doctor Who.
Comics and Doctor Who.
This was inevitable for you.
I've been trying to think of a Star Wars themed one for good 2 years. Mm-hmm. Before coming up with this. And even though I'm good at the ideas, I have no artistic ability whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be drawing in it.
I actually, you've told me already that I need to draw in all of your books.
Yeah, I'll bring this one next time I see you.
I'm already formulating.
Yeah, good. Yay! But yeah, that I think is my highlight collection piece.
That's a good one. I actually, bringing up art, I think my favorite official piece is the Hera bust. I mm-hmm. think some of my favorite stuff is unofficial Star Wars, is unlicensed Star Wars merchandise. Because certainly there is a huge community for that. Like, mm-hmm. I have 2 pillows that somebody made. I actually picked them up at a Sherlock convention.
Nice.
Because the artist did this whole, and they're little chibi characters, and so they're just like little throw pillows, but I have Poe Dameron and BB-8.
Aww.
And they're so cute. I will post a picture and try to find a link to the artist, because I know they have a website online. And if I recall correctly, I bought a Kylo Ren for April.
Nice. Very, very nice.
Yeah. And I have a ton of art by different artists because there are so many fantastic artists out there.
There really are. I'm looking at my art collection. I have 654 pieces in general, and 232 of those are Star Wars.
Oh my god, that's a lot. Like, I have several dozen, but certainly not that much.
I have a lot of Star Wars art.
Yeah.
It's absurd. But the other thing I really collect, accidentally, really, a lot of my collecting happened accidentally.
Yeah, I can see that.
Okay, yeah, most people can see that. Pins.
Yes, I was going to mention pins.
My pins in the past year somehow went from, like, 30 to 200.
I think Star Wars Celebration might be to blame for that.
Partially is just finding some really good pin artists on Etsy.
There is that, too.
So every time they come up with something new, I buy it.
I've been so broke that I haven't been able to buy any more pins, but I browse on Etsy, so it keeps on suggesting stuff to me, and I'm like, no, I don't have any money. Go away.
Yeah, that's the problem. But, oh, there are some really good Star Wars pin people.
There are. And, of course, while you're trying to find some, just to keep Lucasfilm and Disney from suing us, they also come out with some fabulous pins.
Oh yeah, and I have a lot of those too.
We both got quite a few at Celebration because we tried to get all of the, I think we got most of the, I don't think you got the first order ones because you don't do villains.
Because I didn't want them.
Yeah, which is fair. We got most of the pins that they came out with for this year's Celebration. And actually, like, the Hera pin that they came out with a couple of years ago, I mean, they did come out with one this year, but they did one a couple of years ago. That might be, like, if I'm going to be a Twilight completionist, then that'll probably be a white whale for me.
Okay.
It's like $40 for...
Yikes.
It's expensive.
It's not the most expensive pins I've seen, but...
Yeah. I think the Thrawn pin they came out with the same year is going for like 100.
Oh, I understand why, but at the same time, it's a pin.
Yeah.
And this is why it's nice to not actually be a completionist.
Yeah.
Because I go, oh, I'd really like that, but I'm not stressed over it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think collecting should be a thing that stresses anybody out. I mean, it should be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the hunt is fun.
Yeah, it really is.
But, one, don't stress yourself out over it, because there's probably going to be an opportunity for you to find it elsewhere, unless we're talking about, like, a missile-firing Boba Fett. And also, don't go into debt over collecting.
Oh, no, please don't. That's, have fun with it, but don't. Like, not eat because you want something.
Yeah.
That's... Oh. Unless you can justify not eating that day.
Yeah. I feel like that's a difference between maybe collecting and obsession.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's fair. I'm thinking, like, when we went to Celebration, because autographs are another thing that I don't so much consider myself an autograph collector. Although I guess technically... I am, because I get them.
Yeah.
But I definitely skipped out on a couple of autographs or photo ops because I couldn't justify spending money on them.
You're an autograph collector, not an autograph hound.
Okay, that works.
Yeah. Yeah, like, there's a bunch. I will forever regret not getting Carrie Fisher's autograph when I had the chance.
Me too.
Because I did have the chance.
Me too.
And I was like, oh, well, I'll get it another time. And then...
There wasn't one. Died.
Yeah. And that has happened to me before. So actually there is, I do kind of have this rule where it's like, okay, even if they're expensive, like, and it's going to sound morbid, but I kind of consider in my mind, like, how likely are they to die before I see them again?
And I really want to say the same thing because I keep that in mind, But because of the number of people that have died young lately.
That's true.
I kind of go, okay, I could get this person who's 80, or I could get this person I want more who's 50.
That's
fair. I'm going to get the one who's younger because I want it more.
That's fair. That's fair.
We got really morbid all of a sudden.
Sorry.
That's okay. It happens.
I keep bringing up things like people getting into debt and people dying and just, I am a bucket of sunshine today.
Now it happens.
Do you want me to talk more about Twi'leks? I'll get very happy then.
All right, let's talk about Twi'leks. How about Twi'leks flying X-Wings?
Oh my God. I'll be in my bunk.
There you go. And we're back to normal now. Returning to your normally scheduled program.
But yes, collecting of autographs. And we both have things to collect autographs on.
Mm-hmm. You have art.
I do have art.
It's really pretty art.
It is very pretty art. And I have many pieces from that artist because they're very good.
Yes. I'm trying to remember who it was. Is that Joe Caroni?
Yes.
Okay. And I have a cross stitch.
You do.
That is cool, but not as pretty as your art.
Yes, but your cross stitch, I mean, you did that, so.
I did, but all I did was design it's the Star Wars logo, and that's it. So it's cool, and I love it. And it folds down really easily, which was the biggest selling point for me.
Mm-mm.
But I also picked up a X-Wing poster.
Ooh.
That I kind of want to start using.
For X-Wing?
Either just for X-Wing people or instead and start again from scratch.
Would that mean that you would get everyone over again?
Yes.
Is this just an excuse to see James Arnold Taylor again?
No. I came up with other excuses. He was at New York Comic Con. No, it's just because it's an X-Wing poster and I love it. But the idea of trying to carry it around with me.
Yeah.
Is driving me nuts. Yours at least is normal size.
Yeah. I think it's 11 by 17 or something like that. Or
yeah, I think the poster's 24 by 36. It's just too damn big.
That's big, yeah. If somebody's interested in starting a collection, what do you think is the best thing for them to do?
I'd say go to Toys R Us, but it doesn't exist anymore. I don't know, just pick out something. Start just with getting stuff you like and see where it goes from there.
So, like, get, like, one or two things and see if it starts to develop a pattern as to what you're picking up.
Yeah, or if you already know what you love, get that. If you don't have a lot of space, pins are awesome.
Pins are definitely awesome. All really you need for that is a corkboard.
Right, and one takes up the same amount of space as 200. So that's great for space limitations.
Art is also good for that.
Art is good for that until you want to display it.
That's true.
In which case it becomes problem-y.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I actually, as I said it, I'm like looking around my room. It's like MC, it is a problem for you.
Yeah. I mean, I've recently started putting all my art into albums just so that it doesn't fall off my closet again.
Oh.
It's not organized in any way, but at least it's in piles that stay put.
Oh, okay.
And then probably, I don't know, Christmas weekend, New Year's weekend, sometime in the next couple months, I'll do a massive art rearrangement and try to get some new stuff up on my wall.
I think also going to dollar stores is a good way, as I've mentioned the dollar store several times, and they carry a lot of Star Wars merchandise, and it is often the same stuff that you can find in larger stores, and it'll be a lot cheaper.
You are lucky, because I do not have dollar stores like that.
Well,
Five Below might have some stuff, but usually it's things I already have,
mm-hmm.
because they're 3 or 4 years out of date. Thrift stores are fun. Sometimes you get really lucky.
Oh, remember at Star Wars Celebration when we went to, I guess it was the Goodwill table?
Yes.
That was so much fun.
That was great. It was just junk everywhere, but it was junk I wanted.
Yeah. Did you pick anything up from that table? Or is it just me?
It might have just been you. I don't remember.
Yeah, well, because I mean, like, when I mentioned before that I pick up the ugly, larger Star Wars figures. I did pick up, like, a Kylo Ren figure that I want to repaint to make him more dynamic because he's mm-hmm. just so black that it's uninteresting to look at. So I can add some shading onto him. And I got a Rey missing hands.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that's where that was.
Yeah. So I'm going to customize her to be Rey from my story because Rey's missing an arm in my story.
Nice. Yeah. I think I may not have gotten anything there. I think we had long determined that my suitcase didn't have an inch of extra space in it.
Probably. Oh, I also got Kanan. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you got a whole bunch.
Who like, even if, like, he wasn't kind of ugly, he needs to be repainted.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's possible I might have gotten two of them, and I might have planned to do, like, blind one of them.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think it was, like, four figures or something like that for, like, $3. It was ridiculously cheap. Absurdly cheap. Yeah, no, Goodwill and, like, different kinds of...
Flea markets,
yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that's wonderful. Yard sales.
Oh, yeah. There are also, as you mentioned, like, conventions that basically serve as flea markets.
Mm-hmm. Celebration, not as much, because a lot of it's still new and in boxes.
Yeah.
There will be,
like, one or two tables that are just, like, boxes of stuff. Mm-hmm. And like we said, we did have a pretty good Goodwill table there. But here, and I believe in other places, they do have, like, a Star Wars Collectors Con. And that is really, like, a flea market of Star Wars stuff.
I am so jealous. Like, so, so jealous. I would love a Star Wars-themed giant flea market con.
Next year when it happens, I'll give you a call and see if you're busy that weekend.
Okay.
I mean, I doubt you'll come up just for that one con, but, you know.
We'll see.
Maybe I can convince you to come visit me.
So. Yeah. There are other things that I could, you know, see you.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And I've got RetroCon, which is kind of the same thing, but not Star Wars themed.
But not laser focused, yeah.
No, it's a lot of fun, and I love going. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely media in general.
Yeah, I think probably the best way to find, like, the cheaper, like, flea market type figures is to look in your area to see, like, what conventions are not, like, the big mainstream conventions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the ones that are just, like, renting out a ballroom in a hotel.
Yep.
Like, the really classic type of collector's show.
I don't have any of those around here that I know of. Even the small ones are at the Expo Center.
Okay.
So, now not next week, the weekend before Thanksgiving, there's a thing up in Allentown that I've never been to. But it looks pretty small, and Allentown's only, like, an hour and a half away.
Okay.
So it's tempting.
Oh.
And I think it's $12 a day.
Okay, that's not bad.
So, it might be tempting if they have some toys to dig through.
Yeah.
But otherwise, flea markets, eBay.
eBay can be I went to eBay today just to glance at what they had. Specifically, I was looking at Princess Leia, because Princess Leia was something else that I was considering. Do I want to be a completionist? No, I don't want to be a Princess Leia completionist.
No.
If I was going to be a Princess Leia completionist, it would have to be for, like, a specific outfit.
Yeah, there's just too many choices.
But, like, I saw figures that I have in similar condition to the ones that I have that are going for, like, $40.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're, like, not even talking about, like, in package or with all of the accessories.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do have, like, my Endor Leia. She does still have her helmet and her poncho. And I saw one, and I was just like, it's $50. And I'm like, huh, do I really want to hold on to my Leia for $50? It's a lot of money. But no, I did decide I'm not going to sell my Leia. It's my childhood, like...
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, that Leia is the one that I always played with.
Okay.
I think because she was more casually dressed than the Hoth one, which was the other one that I had.
Ah, yes.
Because she's all bundled up. It's like, that would be, like, Leia in winter.
Mm-hmm.
The other one could be Leia at all the time. And I didn't have, like, the best... Like, I've actually looked at the Bespin one at different conventions. I think you've seen me looking at that one.
I have.
Because I really like that one a lot. I'll probably never get the one from A New Hope because she's very, very expensive.
Yeah, that's always the problem.
Yes.
Lottery.
Oh, yeah. I want to win the lottery so badly, but I never play it.
Yeah, me neither. I can dream, though. Maybe I'll have a dead distant relative that leaves me $10 million and someone I've never spoken to before.
Yeah.
There we go.
You helped a rich millionaire across the street, and they never forgot that.
I'll do it. Why not?
And I guess you and I both collect the books as well, which we've talked about the books, but specifically, we do collect them.
Yeah, that's the other one I was going to bring up before and forgot. So thank you for rolling back around to that. Yeah, the books are another thing I had when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened to them.
I know what happened to mine. I remember it. My mom was sorting through our library, and she decided to get rid of a bunch of... we had Star Trek books, and we had Star Wars books. And she's like, MC, do you want to hold on to these? And I'm like, oh, well, let me go through them. And I picked out, like, the ones that I really liked. And then it's like, you may take the rest. And I regret it. Though, at this point, I have reacquired most of the ones that I had before. Mm-hmm. And then some.
Yeah, that's the problem. And then some.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine, I clearly remember buying them. And I guess probably while I was in college, my parents got rid of everything.
Ah.
And no more books. So I have spent the last few years slowly rebuilding that book collection plus.
Yeah, I think a lot of the Star Wars books I got because we could actually buy them at the convenience store.
Oh, wow. See, I specifically remember going into B. Dalton at the mall to get them during one of its renovations.
I have a very clear recollection of driving from Toronto to Chicago for Christmas and being really bored. And we stopped somewhere, for a bathroom break. And they had a copy of The Crystal Star, which is notoriously one of the worst expanded universe books. But I bought it and read it for the rest of the trip. And that kept me entertained. So actually, that nostalgic memory for the book is probably the reason why, even though it is one of the notoriously worst EU books, I kept it when my mom got rid of the Tron trilogy.
Oh,
but
man.
I kept The Crystal Star.
That's amazing. No, seriously, that's amazing.
Oh, come on. Everybody knows I have trash taste already.
No comment.
Yeah, you're thinking about my love of Kylo Ren right now.
No, I really wasn't, actually. Really, really wasn't.
And to all of our Kylo Ren fans who listen to this, Kylo Ren is not trash. No, he is. But yeah, the books. And you and I, we collect both the new canon and the Legends canon.
Yes. Legends ones being very difficult because I don't want the ones that say Legends on them.
Yeah, same! A couple of the ones I have do have Legends on it.
I don't think any of mine do. I am being very adamant about that. That will work right up until Kenobi, because they never published the soft cover without the Legends banner.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to suck it up at that point.
Yeah, that's one of the ones I have that have Legends on it. Yeah. I think probably the ones I do have are the ones that were not published in softcover. Because, yeah, you and I are both, we need to have all of our books match.
Mm-hmm.
So I made the mistake early on with my canon books that I decided to do the hardcovers.
You're nuts.
I am. I'm like, oh, MC, like, why? Why did
they
you
are
do that?
Pretty.
They are. But then when I decided to recollect the EU books, I made a conscious decision to go for the soft covers.
They're cheaper, they're easier to maneuver, they're easier to find.
Yeah.
I can drag them across 4 states to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Soft covers easier.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, I need to get up to the thrift store at some point in the next couple of weeks. I haven't been in a while.
It's really bad how few of them I've actually read because I buy them in bulk.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like with the collecting the action figures, going through boxes. I love going to a secondhand bookstore and basically picking out every single book that I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And you
bringing them home and organizing them.
Yeah, and you and I both keep very
careful lists.
Expansive databases as to what books we have.
Yes.
Mine, I can sort it by author, by title, by when they came out and what year they happened in the chronology.
Yep. Mine's an app, so I can pretty much do everything except for the chronology bit.
I've also got checklists on them where it's like, not only is it, do I have this one? Have you actually read this one?
Oh, I'm not trying to keep track of that part. I'm just reading chronologically, and if that means rereading stuff, then so be it.
I actually have two check marks for that. I've got, have you read it, and have you reread it? Like, do I need to reread this one so I actually remember what happens in it? Because there are a bunch of books that I read many years ago that I have absolutely no recollection what happened in that book.
Yeah, well, some of them it's irrelevant anyway.
Let's face it, a lot of them it's irrelevant.
Exactly. All right, so along with the books, I also collect comics.
As do I.
Trades mainly.
Yeah.
Digital, sometimes. Both Marvel and Dark Horse.
I have some of the old Dark Horse back from when they first came out, but I haven't been reacquiring them. I was not a huge fan of the artwork for the Dark Horse stuff.
Depends on the series.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it was the series. I think most of the series that I got was the Thrawn trilogy.
Oh, okay.
And those ones have some pretty bad art and a lot of walls of text.
That is true. And I've got a lot of the Clone Wars omnibuses, and I don't know, they're the back of the shelf right now, so.
Yeah. Mostly I've been sticking with the current continuity because that's the one that's...
We at least have a chance of keeping up with.
We have a chance of keeping up with, and it's the one that's important because, I mean, not saying anything bad against the Legends continuity, but it's there. It's complete. We can go back and revisit it, but, like, the stuff that's coming out now might potentially affect things that are coming out in terms of movies, as was proven with the solicits for The Rise of Kylo Ren.
That is true. That is quite true.
But yeah, no, I tend to get the individual comics in digital format. And then when the trades come out, I will collect the physical trades because I have so many comic books that have fallen apart over the years because comics are flimsy and really not made to stay together. And I did bag and board stuff for many years. And it just became really frustrating to me.
And I've cut back on getting the physical comics, the single issue floppies.
Yeah.
So I get almost all of those digitally. And then the trades are a toss up between Comixology sales and finding them cheap at conventions. Or if I really, really want something, I just wait for a Barnes & Noble coupon.
I have gotten, I think, most of my trades off of, and people are going to kill me, but Amazon. Amazon can have pretty good prices on them.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree.
And yeah, I like having the physical trades more than the physical single issues. It's just makes sense to me.
They look really pretty on a shelf.
They do.
And a lot of collecting is visual.
Yeah.
They look really nice together.
Yeah. Yeah. We collect a lot of stuff.
I think Star Wars fans in general collect a lot of stuff.
Because there's just Star Wars bananas. Star Wars bananas. There's just a lot of basically anything you can brand with Star Wars. They've done it. Like Carrie Fisher famously said that every time she looked in a mirror, she owed George Lucas a quarter because.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean.
Thinking of one of the other things I'm a completionist on, and this is a totally random one, but as soon as I say it, you'll be like, yeah, you totally are. Max Rebo.
Oh, yeah, you totally are.
Because that's, I like collecting, like, the really offbeat things. That's the things that are just, like, really small collections. And he's another one that has a Gentle Giant bust that is really nice that I don't have yet because it's very expensive.
Someday one of us is going to win the lottery and we'll get you all those awesome busts.
And we'll get you your full-size X-Wing.
In my backyard.
The question is, will you want a swamp that you can, like, dunk it in every once in a while?
No. No.
What X-Wing would you get? Would it be, like, the classic one?
Yes. Absolutely. The new one's pretty. The classic one is...
classic.
Sexy. Yeah.
You know, I saw this post on Tumblr, and this is a little bit off topic, but still funny. But somebody said, if the Millennium Falcon is a space Winnebago, does that make an X-Wing a motorcycle? Is Luke Skywalker a biker twink?
Oh my god.
My response was, yes.
Yeah, I can't argue with it.
Yeah. That's why I needed to say it, because I needed that to be out there in the world.
And I think on that note, yes, that it's kind of the perfect place to end.
Yes, that is a good place to end things. So, if you've enjoyed this episode, please contact us on social media. I'm MC Frotus on Twitter.
And I'm Murnell.
And you can reach the podcast at SW Trash Podcast on Twitter. We're also the Trash Compactor on Facebook, Tumblr, YouTube. And you can find us at, if you want to support the podcast, you can find us at Trash Compactor on Patreon. And for $1 a month, you can follow us and we will make some exclusive content for our patrons. So, think. Until next week, may the force be with you.
Always. Yum, yum, go to talk to you, yum, yum.